say this is the 21st of April, 1976, and it's Paul Cummings talking to Betty Benton at our house in West Hampton. I think one of the things you had mentioned just before is some interesting background, and that is about Edward Hopper, who you knew as a child, right? You knew his mother, anyway.
Yes, well, when I was about 10, my father and mother felt that I had promise, artistic promise, and Eddie Hopper was giving lessons and for the summer, and he had two or three other people. One was my cousin Janet Voris then, but she later was a Trapagan, and two other people which I just can't seem to remember. And we would go on Saturday mornings, and he started us out with plaster casts of heads, and we did charcoal, and great huge things. And he was a marvelous teacher because he didn't make you feel that you had to be an instant success. He showed you as we went along. And then he graduated us to a female form, and the female form was his mother. And as I told you, she used to greet us at the door, and she was to impress a 10-year-old girl, and remain that way through the years, this remembrance of this charming, lovely woman with a smile. She was a reserved woman. She wasn't, you know, patting, you know, in. She just was a perfectly lovely woman. And she would bring us in lemonade and cookies, maybe in halfway in between. And as I say, she posed for us. And I have never heard of anybody mentioning her. And it, she should be mentioned because she...
What's that about? When did you do that? What year?
Oh, my goodness. I hate to think what year. My father died in 17, and it must have been 2 years before that. It was circa 1915.
How long did you go to the classes?
Well, this is the sad part. This does not do me credit. Quite a while, because we finally got into oil, and we did this scene, and I completed a picture, and I was allowed to take it home. But after the picture was completed, Mother came to me one day and she said, well, you won't be taking lessons anymore. And I felt very bad because I thoroughly enjoyed it. And she said, I'm sorry to say, sister, Mr. Hopper says that he feels that the money is being wasted because you are too silly.
That's terrible.
Well, at the time, I imagine I was crushed a bit, but as the years went by, I felt worse and worse and worse to think of the opportunity that I missed because I was too silly. I don't know why he thought I was too silly. I don't remember. But I probably acted as a 10-year-old girl full of beans did, and it wasn't his cup of tea.
Well, he was always very serious.
Oh, he was. He was very serious. But he had a beautiful smile. And he never made you feel, as I say, he never made you feel that you must hew to the line. He loved his art so much, and he just wanted to have everybody else.
How did you come to study there? Was that because your parents were interested?
Yes, mother and daddy thought that I had talent, and they wanted me to do it. He was not at that time all that well known, but he was a NIAC boy and and friend of my mother, and he had a sister who was a very good friend of mother and daddy. So that's the Eddie Hopper thing, and I do want to put down how lovely his mother was.
But did you, let's see, you have one sister, right?
One sister.
And the two brothers.
And two brothers.
Did they study with him ever? Or was there
No. Oh, Joe had no interest in that in those days. Movies. Movies. That's what he,
that's what he wanted.
From the time he was a little boy.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
The movies. And Harry Houdini. That was,
Well, Harry Houdini was a great figure.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. I didn't know he was interested in movies that early.
Oh, yes.